being able to be aligned in gratitude, being able to be aligned in work ethic, being able to be aligned in vision allows us to always know where we're going.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Own It Show. I'm Justin.
And I'm Elise. Welcome to the show.
And so if you know, and you've been in this podcast for a while, we tell stories of people who live in ownership and ultimately make ownership theirs. And so if this is your first time listening to the podcast, it's going to be really exciting for you because there is a plethora of podcasts that have different guests who have been absolutely amazing and dropping a bunch of different value. You've got Elise and I doing our solo episodes together. And then you've got the episodes just with me. So you've got a whole bunch of episodes to binge on if this is your first time here. And if it is, please screenshot it and take a look at what it is that is showing up on your screen right now, and then post it on social media and tag us at Justin Roth, at Elise Gollin, at Own It Coaching, so that we can ultimately share it and get it out to other people, because that's the only way that we're able to do that. So be sure you share it, be sure you like it, let people know if you're enjoying this, because we want to get this out to more people. As we step forward, if you follow Elise and I on social media, you'll know that we have just come back from our honeymoon. And we were in Vietnam and Thailand and Singapore and spent a lot of time in this different area of the world that's really unique. And there were a couple of lessons that Elise and I each took away that we want to share, and stories that we want to tell that I think oftentimes we forget because we get so wrapped up in our own day to day and our own situations.
So I know we talked about this on Instagram. Justin documented the entire trip there. The entire trip back. Yes.
Well, I'm telling
40 plus hours of travel.
I can't tell you how many comments I got on, I can't believe what went on during your trip. So anyways.
40 plus hours of travel each way. The flights and the traveling itself was not easy. So on the way there, let's just say our longest trip, the 14 hour leg, that flight got canceled. And it's not that often that flights from East Coast US fly to Southeast Asia. So we were basically 24 hours delayed, put a little bit of a damper on our trip. But I think one of my really big lessons in that moment and throughout the rest of the trip was to just take it as it comes. You know, there were many, many moments. I mean, people who know me well know that I'm not really a big crier. I cried 3 times that day. I was really, really upset because it felt like I had been planning this honeymoon for, quite frankly, 2.5 years. We were planning on going on this trip February 2020. So it's been a bit since I've had this in the works. And now we're finally here. And just before we even get there, everything is going wrong. So, of course, I was just in a really negative mindset, really upset. And even at one point, I just said to Justin, let's cancel it and go to Greece. Let's cancel it and go to Europe. Let's just throw everything away that I planned, all of our hotel reservations, everything, and just go to Europe. And I think one of the things that, you know, as I continue to learn about myself and do my own self-work between therapy, coaching, so on and so forth, is that I realize when things feel out of control, I jump into control. And so in that example, what was out of my control was getting to Southeast Asia, ultimately getting to Singapore, which was our first destination, was not happening for us. It was not going to happen for us in the next couple hours. Like I said, it was a 24-hour delay. And so as a result of, you know, not wanting to experience the pain, the frustration, the annoyance that came along with that, I tried to jump into control mode and say, hey, let's just redirect and go somewhere else, even if it might cause pain further down the line. And so what I really learned was, even though things may feel uncomfortable, even though things may feel like they're happening to hurt you and not to help you, to let it be and to ride it out. Because ultimately what ended up happening is we got switched to another flight and we got upgraded to first class, which was amazing. We got a really, really nice ride to Southeast Asia that may not have happened otherwise. And you just have to let it really step back and let, in certain times, let life work for you. Now, that's not to say give up the reins on everything, right? I am definitely somebody who's proactive, somebody who likes to take action. That part of me will not change. But when life seems to be getting in your way, sometimes it's best to just sit back, let things happen, and take action once life starts to happen for you.
We have to understand, I think, where you're going with this is being able to allow God's work to happen, being able to allow things to materialize the way that they're meant to. Because when we try to control everything, we try to squeeze it. It's like a bar of soap. I had this metaphor given to me the other day is, what happens when you're in the shower and you squeeze a bar of soap that shoots out and goes all over the place? You can't control it. But if you just hold it nicely and you've got it nice and nice and soft grip on it, it's going to be much easier to hold. It's going to be, it's going to work with you. It's going to flow much easier. And that's how sometimes we have to look at everything in which we're putting into our life. And as we got to our honeymoon, there was so many things that we ended up doing, but I think one of the things that stood out the most to me and one of the biggest lessons was just the sense of gratitude in which people lived with. One was a great work ethic and two was the gratitude. So number one, when we went up to Vietnam and we were up in the rice fields, they didn't have any technology. They didn't have any conveyor belts. They didn't have...
They had water buffalo.
They had water buffalo.
That was their technology.
They had water buffalo that were tilling the soil, and they would follow the water buffalo and hand plant all the rice and then hand harvest it. And that was a daily occurrence throughout the entire year. And that was what they did. And the work ethic of showing up every single day, and then the way they lived, having 10, 11, 12, 13 people in the home and having extended family all live together. And just that everybody shared that same work ethic. Everybody shared that same get up and go mentality, which I think was just so impressive. And then even though they were living in extreme poverty and didn't have a lot, the gratitude in which they showed for what they did have and the time and
even the kindness. Kindness and appreciation for tourists.
Yeah. And the kindness in which they showed Elise and I, and the gratitude that they had to Elise and I for showing up and spending time and investing in them and the community was really, really heartwarming. And so it feels good to give when you just see the looks on their faces and the way in which they came back to you. And so I think getting outside of our comfort zone and leaving out the comforts of the United States and North America for that matter, and seeing how somebody on the other side of the world lives and seeing some of these lessons is so valuable for us, because we get so caught up in this space, so caught up with our heads down, and never pull our heads up to look at what's going on around us. And it's really unique because Elise says I have these cycles that I go through where I get, it's usually like every
6 weeks.
Yeah. Every 6 weeks, where I, it's not that I lose vision, but I'm on path and I'm on course and I'm driven so hard for five and a half, 6 weeks that my head's been down and I haven't picked it up. I haven't re-looked at the vision, re-looked at the mission. Looked at what obstacles have come in my way, and I'm just doing rather than coming up and looking at what I have to be grateful for and what's happened in those past 4 or 5 weeks and what's happened in what positive things or what things need to be adjusted. And by having these checkpoints, by having these reestablishments and reinvigorations of the mission and vision and a moment of pause for gratitude for where we are, has really been able to change and impact how it is that we feel on a day-to-day basis.
I think one of the really amazing things was, we're here talking about what we've learned, but we also did this along the way at every stop while we were on our honeymoon. I think that's something that I certainly really value, and I know Justin values in our relationship. Is it's not just about the experience or what was your favorite part. You know, Justin and I are very intentional in how we approach life and how we learn and how we grow as humans. And so we're constantly challenging each other. What did you learn from that last trip? Or, you know, Justin particularly challenging me once we land and have a couple hours to sleep and freshen up. What did you learn from that trip, right? And so continually growing in our relationship to really be able to level one another up is something that we're very, very intentional about. And I'll do a quick couples collective plug here. That's something that in 2023, we are helping a collective of 20 other couples do. So if you are interested, feel free to DM Justin or I on Instagram. And we can give you more information.
There's nothing better than growing as an individual, but also growing with your spouse. And too often we see one side of the equation working on themselves, continuing to grow, continuing to get further and further ahead. And it creates this dissociation. It creates this misalignment in the relationship. And for the first time, we're able to actually go and grow together, grow individually in a powerful way in a couple setting. And that's something that we're super, super excited about. So in closing, as you go about your day, as you continue to meander in your typical routines, I challenge you to lift your head up. I challenge you to ask yourself, what are you truly grateful for? And it's not a simple gratitude journal of like writing it down, but simply saying, what am I truly grateful for? What have I been working so hard at for the last 3, 4, 5 weeks? And pick your head up and go, man, here's the fruit of my work. Here's what's been created. And take a moment to be grateful for it. Take a moment to be thankful for it. Realign on the mission, realign on the vision, and go back to work. Because being able to be aligned in gratitude, being able to be aligned in work ethic, being able to be aligned in vision allows us to always know where we're going, readjust if we need to, and know that we're exactly where we're supposed to be. Success is different, so own your different. We'll see you next week.